It's Friday. It's time for an encore show, folks. This one is from February of 2024, last year. Ted Bell was in therapy and on meds, and he rolls out Valentine's Day while he's in therapy and on meds. Why that makes me laugh, I don't know. If Ted were here, he'd be cursing me up one side and down the next. Also, Ward Nuxley. You remember him? Oh, that was that guy we had as an announcer, right? Yeah, well, this is the day, 1 year ago today, that Ward Nuxley was fired. Here it is, folks. Ted Bell and Ward Nuxley going in decidedly opposite directions, or are they, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You can't go wrong here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We say very proudly we want to put our meat and we want to slide it right into your mouth and then watch you go, mmm. That's right.
We want to put our meat in
and
your mouth.
Well, Ted.
Wait, whoa. Hold on for a minute. Okay, it's me.
Yeah, it's Mr. Bell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shit.
Do it again.
Listen to this guy.
Sorry, I'm just, you know.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
We're on the air right now, Ted.
Oh, God damn it. Do it again.
All right, let's reboot, will you? Reboot. Get the restaurant. Get the restaurant out. Okay, do we know what we're doing? We're rolling. Does Ted know?
Yeah, Mr. Bell. Yeah, we are rolling. Yes, indeed, we are. Yeah, he does.
That's nice that we're telling him that right after we started rolling the show. So that's...
You've got to tell him, bud, before...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Bell. Yeah, we are rolling.
Yeah, Ted.
What is... So you understand that I'm going to... You don't jump in. I jump in, and I begin the discussion. In other words, I start, hey, yeah, I'm Ted Bell.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Okay. Testing 1, 2.
Come on down.
Hey, Ted Bell here, and Ted's of Beverly Hills is the place to be. We've got Valentine's Day coming up, huh? Valentine's Day. What do you hear when we have in store for you on Valentine's Day?
Here at Ted's.
In Beverly Hills.
You want to put our meat in your mouth.
And indeed, here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, we do want to put our meat in your mouth, and we say that with the greatest of pride. We say that with the greatest of... sincerity, when we say that we want to take our prime rib, when we say we want to take our beautiful T-bones, when we say we want to take our beautiful porterhouse, when we say we want to take the tri-tip or the New York sirloin strip, and we want to put that right into your mouth and watch you smile as you go, mmm, and that's exactly what you'll do when you take my meat and put it into your mouth at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills, located in Beverly Hills. We are open 7 days a week. Of course, it is an adult dining experience, so we ask you not to bring the kid with you. Just that's how we do it, okay? Once a year, we do Easter, and we have a Easter Ted hunt between 12 noon and 10 minutes after 12. So you can't beat it at Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's Ted's of Beverly Hills. Good evening.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse. Come on down.
That's right. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, when I say I want to put my meat into your mouth, that's exactly what we mean. The greatest steaks that you've ever had. Got to do it again.
All right. Can I jump in here?
No, you may not.
Well, I'm going to have to because we've got to... Thank you, bud.
Yeah.
Ted, listen, I need to jump in here because there's a couple of things going on. First of all, you started out that last segment by going testing 1, 2, 3.
That went out over the air.
It did go out over the air, and everything we're seeing right now is going out over the air. So as we do these pickups and as we make mistakes, etc., it's all being heard. We should rehearse this.
But I told Mr. Bell that it is going out.
You told me it was going out. Well, all right. Hi, everybody. It's Ted Bell, and I guess...
It's all right. I think they got the essential message, Ted.
Okay. So the essential message, though, is Ted's of Beverly Hills is going to be celebrating Valentine's Day. It's going to be a wonderful time for young couples to celebrate the love that they share in their lives. And what I mean by that is we are going to have individual tables for couples only. Okay, Phil? They will be softly lit. There will, and get a load of this, there will be a violin player at each table serenading the couple.
A guy playing violin.
That's what I mean by violin player. You gotta love this guy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, are they all going to be men or are there some women?
Who?
The violin player.
Is something wrong with you, General, because you're going, the violin player?
Ted, I'm asking you, are the violin players, are they all men? Are they all women? What?
I don't know. There's violin players. But they're going to be serenading the couples.
All right, Ted, we're sorry. All right, so that is very unique. So you're going to have these individual tables.
Can I finish?
I understand that the format for tonight is that you would generally host and we would be the guests. I got that, but we've started off so rough, I thought maybe I could direct it a little bit.
No, it's all right. You don't need to direct anything. Ted Bell, I'm going to be the one directing it. Because, Phil, when I tell you and I tell your audience that I want to put my meat into your mouth, I'm talking about me, Ted Bell, the founder, the son of the founder of Ted's in Beverly Hills, who's now carried on the tradition of the last 40 years. Me!
Once again, we have to get somebody under control here.
He hasn't sounded well since he started.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, yeah, you sound angry. Are you sure you want to go forward with it? You want to go forward with it, okay. Every swing and dick.
Well, you knocked that off, bud.
Sorry.
Ted?
Yeah, Phil. God.
I want you to know, okay, that you emoted a little bit there.
Well, what's so funny? I was trying to emphasize the fact that me, Ted Bell, I'm the one. All of these guys, as I mentioned in one of your previous shows about how they copy, we want to put our meat in your mouth, everybody's going to start copying having the individual violin player at each table so that when the young couples sit down and they enjoy their dinner, okay, as they eat their dinner, they'll glance up and there'll be a guy there playing the violin. I don't have any violin music, but they'll be doing it live.
Well, Ted, that's not what you told me. You said that it was going to be a recording.
Whoa. God damn me.
All right, first of all, let's relax. Second of all, what's with the recording?
The violin players will be serenading the people that are having dinner.
But they're not going to be playing the violin themselves.
Yes, some of them will, and some of them, most of them don't know how to play. We hired some actors. God, you really f***ed this up, didn't you, Phil?
I don't know whether we're going to go ahead with this segment or not.
Why not? Mr. Bell has it all planned out there. Yeah, Mr. Bell. Yeah, Mr. Henry is now thinking about not going forward with a segment. Blue, last I checked.
Come here, Ted.
What do you mean, come here?
I'm telling Bud to give me the phone. All right. Ted, listen, please.
I'm here, Phil. I've been hanging here on the phone waiting for you to make up your mind as to how you want to do this show for the last 10 minutes or so.
All right, but I need for you to understand, number one, we cannot have a whole lot of angry emoting. Number two, I need for you to be specific with your answers. Number three, congratulations on having Valentine's Day. Number four, we want it to be a success, and I want to help you have it be a success, but, you know, let me kind of lead this thing.
That is not how we weren't going to do that.
Yeah, Phil, we weren't going to do that. We're going to have Ted, lead the way himself. I know that, Ted, but it doesn't seem to be working out. If you can just let me take the lead in a few things.
What do you mean it's not working out? You play the music, and I come out and go, hi, I'm Ted Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Right, but you're kicking it off with testing 1, 2, 3.
All right, I won't do it then. Okay, can we try it again? At least give me the shot, because this is what we agreed to do.
Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, go ahead, bud. Boy, Phil, right now, everybody listening, I look like me, Ted Bell. I'm 1,000 baboons running down a road. That's what I look like.
Okay, we're on.
All right, sorry.
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills for Valentine's Day. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day with me, Ted Bell, and the entire crew. Rudy Canoza will be here, and of course, the Dunphys may be singing, who knows, the Pat Gaggett Trio.
We want to put our meat in your
And that's something else. On Valentine's Day, when we say we want to put our meat into your mouth, when I say me, Ted Bell, well, I want to put my meat into your date's mouth, what I mean is I want to put a great steak into her mouth, okay? A delicious steak. And I'm not going to back off that commitment to you. Here at Ted's in Beverly Hills, I want on Valentine's Day to put my meat.
We're here.
Can you edit this?
Yeah.
I want to put my meat into her mouth. Are you laughing?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, all right. Well, can we cut? Can we edit here?
Yes.
And so anyway, yeah, Ted Bell here with you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight as we celebrate the coming Valentine's Day. And I'm going to use this as an opportunity to tell each and every one of you who are with us on New Ted's Eve that I sincerely thank you for your patronage. I sincerely thank you for one of the more successful nights we've had. And I apologize for my behavior. And I will tell you this even further. I apologize for my behavior. I am now seeing someone. I'm going once a week to see someone to talk through some of the issues that I have. And I have a wonderful doctor, Dr. Stentz of Beverly Hills, who has really talked to me about the new medications that they have. And so I'm going to be taking some medications as well as going to therapy to try to work through some of the issues that I had that prompted me to get as inebriated as I did and put my finger through my fly and all of that childish stuff. And I should not have done it because we were having it. Fuck it.
Well, Ted, you were doing pretty good, and then you said F it.
I know,
but... All right, so anyway, Ted's of Beverly Hills is with... Ted Bell is with us, I mean, at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And Ted, congratulations. New Ted, what is it called?
It's called Valentine's Day, okay?
All right, Valentine's Day. So tell me about Valentine's Day.
We're going to have, as I said to you, we're going to have on Valentine's Day, we're going to have tables for two. Couples will enjoy a table for two. We're going to have an individual violin player for each table. Now, Phil, we're going to have 50 tables reserved for couples. We'll have a very soft sort of reddish pink light over the table. We'll have our special Valentine's venue, and a violin player will stand above them, and he will serenade them.
Do we have any of the music?
We don't, but I've got Lang Delton here, Phil, who does the mouth orchestra thing. Because where's the music? We don't have the recording. Lang, how are you?
I'm great, Ted.
Give Phil and the audience an idea of what the violin music will sound like on Valentine's Day. What about that, Phil? All right, get lost.
But I did
nothing. Just okay. So let's move on. I'm trying to host the show tonight, and I'm getting laughed at every time I turn around. But anyway, we want to thank you. I apologize for putting my finger through my fly on New Year's Eve.
Look, Ted, it's not necessary to point out what you did wrong. I don't think you need to do that, Ted. Just move on.
All right. Well, okay, but but my therapist said, you know, to come clean with everybody. I'm sorry that I put my finger out of my fly and wiggled it around. I'm sorry.
Ted, we are looking forward to Valentine's Eve.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day and the individual violin players that will be playing at the tables.
Now, but the individual violin players, did not all know how to play.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I wanted to tell people. Oh, my God. I'll do it. I'm Phil and Chef Chedilia.
Hey, Chef, how are you?
I'm good. The violin players, not all of them know how to play violin, so they'll be miming or they'll be pretending to play violin while there's violin music playing over the PA, or Lang Delton himself will be standing just outside, just out of the view of the couple, and as the individual is playing the violin, Lang, could you...
Yeah.
What? Okay, so pretend like I'm playing the violin. What's it sound like?
And that's what they're going to hear.
Yeah, you might want to clear your... Because you went, and that's what...
Is that what they're... Don't give me any crap, Chef. This is getting more absurd. Is that what they're going to hear?
Is what going to...
Is that what they're hearing, Chef GW? They're hearing Lang Delton going...
He does a hell of a lot better than you. Lang, do it.
Mr. Henry, it sounds like this. They'll be pretending to play the violin. I'll be going...
I mean, it'll sound better, believe me.
You guys are going to bomb that night. If you got Lang Delton...
Lang Delton, Phil, has the mouth orchestra. I said not everyone.
Well, where is Lang going to be? Is he going to be at every single table?
He's going to time it so as soon as the violin player walks away, then he goes to another table where the violin player is going to be. And there's going to be overhead music as well.
May I suggest you guys just go with the overhead can music?
No, you may not.
They paid me top dollar, Miss Andy.
Top dollar for you to stand there and go...
There.
You hear that? He just belched just to be an asshole. Here's Ted. Yeah, Phil, Valentine's Day
is going to be fine.
Valentine's Day is going to be fine. It's probably going to be better than New Ted Eve. and that was a big night for us. I'm in therapy. I'm on medication, okay?
Well, Ted, that is very private information. Why would you want to let people know that?
Because I want people to know that I'm serious about cleaning my act up, okay? I'm on meds and I'm in therapy.
All right, man.
Phil, what's so funny about what I'm saying?
There's nothing funny about it, Ted, so much as you getting overly dramatic with it, okay? I understand if you're in therapy, you don't need to tell people.
I want people to know that I'm sorry about what happened here on New Year's Eve. I'm walking around with my finger coming through the fly.
We already know about your finger coming out the fly and you being drunk. We got that.
Okay, well, this is what my therapist told me. Come clean with people, be honest, and get on some of these drugs that he's going to give me. I don't know, he's got me on, what is this stuff? He's got me on Wellbutrin or some crap.
All right, man.
Oh, yeah. Laugh at my suffering, Phil.
No, I'm not laughing at your suffering. I'm laughing at the absurdity of this segment. Thank you very much, Ted.
Oh, thanks a lot. So I just paid to promote Valentine's Day, and you said the whole segment is absurd? That's like watching me deliver prime rib, Ted's of Beverly Hills prime rib, to your table. You look at it, you take your pants off, and you take a dump on it.
That guy is, we need to edit a lot of this.
B-Bill.
What did you say?
B-Bill.
B-Bill?
I'm sorry, I was eating. We will.
You were eating. Coming back with, speaking of Bud, apparently you banished the Nuxleys or Wade Nuxley.
I told him to get lost.
We'll hear about that when we come back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Hi, it's Phil Henry, and I really sincerely hope you get a backstage pass to our website as soon as you possibly can, because things are beginning to deteriorate around here. Mental illness is afoot. We've got Ted Bell, who's screaming into the phone. He's got his finger out of his fly New Year's Eve. I don't even want to go there anymore. I think what we should do, you should get a backstage pass because we may. 86 Ted Bell.
What are you talking about? Can't do that, Phil.
Well, I don't know. I can't keep having... This guy is slowly coming unglued. Every time I have Ted on, he's saying something even weirder and weirder. He's getting weird. He's getting too weird for words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. Don't miss out on all the action, all the drama at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. All right, welcome back, Phil Henry Show. Bud Dickman joining me here. I have the Nuxleys, Ward Nuxley on the line. Tell me what happened, Bud.
Nothing happened. I said to them that I said, basically told them, what is your name? He goes, it's Wayne Nuxley. And I go, okay, hi, Wayne. He goes, no, it's Ward.
I know about Nuxley changing his name, but you banned him from the show?
I banned him from the show. First of all, he claimed he had a brother.
I thought we had a couple of announcers. We had Ward and Wayne.
It's just one guy.
It's always been just one man, Phil, who keeps insisting that his name is Ward, then Wayne.
Yeah, and I finally just told the guy to get lost.
You told him to get lost?
Yeah.
Let me get him on the phone here. This is Wayne Nuxley is joining us from El Monte, California. Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and my name is Ward Nuxley, by the way.
All right, let's talk about this to the extent that we can talk about it. What is your name?
Wink Nuxley.
Do you realize Wink or Wayne?
You just went, do you?
I know I did. Do you realize Wayne, Wink, or Ward that you're changing the name? You're changing the name every time you talk to us.
I'm correcting you. That if you think I'm changing the name, I'm just correct. This is Ward Nuxley, okay?
Right, you just said your name is Ward Nuxley.
No, I didn't. Oh, man.
Yes, you did, Ward. You said, or are you about to say your name is Warren Nuxley?
I was about to say my name is Wynn Nuxley.
Okay, so what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
What happened with Bud?
Bud told me to get lost. He walked in one day, and he said, what's your name? And I said, my name, as I always do, is Juan Nuxley. And he said, that starts with a J, not a W. And I said, what does? He said, Juan. I said, well, that's nice, because my name is Wardell.
All right, whatever your name is, Mr. Nuxley?
My name, whatever my name is. Here's a guy over here I'm talking to right now.
Talk to me, Wardell.
No, it's Wags.
Okay, Wags, I think there's something wrong with you. I think you need to talk to a psychiatrist before you come back on the show to announce, okay?
What is your name, Mr. Henry?
My name is Phil Henry.
Okay, my name is Weeb Nuxley. I was named after the New York Jet football coach.
Weeb Nuxley.
Are you talking to me?
Okay, we'll see you later. Weeb, Ward, Wayne, Wink, Waddell, and Warren.
Wow, do you need help, man?
world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry. I don't know. Phil Hendry from Sampry Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I probably don't have a whole lot of patience with any of this stuff because coming up on Friday, I'm going under the knife, man. I'm getting the rotator cuff corrected.
Yeah, but you're thinking about doing a chat.
I'm thinking about doing a chat Friday night. When we get out of the hospital, come home, I'm on all those good meds. Might be a good time for a chat.
Watch it, Phil.
Well, you know, I've said it might be a good time for a BSP chat. Go to the BSPs and More page on Facebook and sign up, baby. You know, apply for membership. BSPs and More, that's where we have a lot of these chats. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Maybe I already said that.
I'm a shark alert.